The best fantasy villains. Every fantasy has to have an impossibly dark villain. We choose the ones we love most to hate.
Loki, the Avengers. Sadly, Marvel seemed to have lost the plot with Loki by making him into a good guy in his TV series. But before that, he was a fabulous villain, partly because he ran intellectual circles around the heroes, always being one step ahead of them. Mostly, though, it's because he seemed to be enjoying himself immensely while trying to enslave the entire planet Earth. He made evil look like fun, and that's scary.
The Night King, Game of Thrones. Okay, maybe the big battle against him at the end is something of an anticlimax, but for 7 seasons of Game of Thrones, the Night King is a terrifying villain. It is all about minimalism. He never speaks, he never meets any of the heroes face to face, but he is always getting stronger. And then there's the way he turns the dead into members of his zombie army just by lifting his hands. Terrifying.
The White Witch. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. She's beautiful, taller than any man, and dressed all in white furs. And she is so very nice because she offers children the most delicious Turkish delight. But then she turns all her enemies into stone and has plunged the whole of Narnia into a snowy winter that has lasted 100 years with no Christmas and no singing "Let It Go," which may in reality be a good thing, but still not an excuse. She's nasty.
The Wicked Witch of the West, The Wizard of Oz. You might not have seen this film from 1939, but for many in the English-speaking world, The Wizard of Oz is the most iconic fantasy classic of all, and it couldn't have attained that kind of cultural importance without The Wicked Witch of the West. She has terrified generations of young children using little more than green foundation and a nasty laugh.
Darth Vader, Star Wars. Star Wars is a fantasy that only looks like sci-fi because it has spaceships and ray guns. So, we can definitely mention Darth Vader here because he really explored new territory in terms of scaring people with nothing more than a ventilator. Let's be honest. If he didn't have breathing difficulties, he'd just be a big man in black armor. Thanks to the noise.
He's iconic.
Dolores Umbridge, Harry Potter. Everyone thinks that Lord Voldemort is the scary villain in Harry Potter, but he's just another evil wizard with a knobbly wand. Dolores Umbridge, though, now that's an evil character. It's the way she always speaks softly while saying the most horrible things. The precious way that she holds her teacup while torturing people. The frumpy pink dresses and that hiccup of a laugh. Totally evil, and worst of all, totally believable.